the sports voice, Country 103.9 WRBI, welcomes you to exciting coverage of area high school basketball action. Time now for WRBI's Countdown to Tip-Off.
And welcome, everybody, to parched Franklin County. Franklin County High School, the home of the Wildcats. They're hosting the Twisters of Oldenburg Academy in boys basketball this afternoon. It's Jim Williams along with Steve Geesting for you. And Steve, these two teams are having kind of a tough year, both with only three wins so far. The Wildcats with seven losses and the Twisters with five. And, you know, we're going to hear from both of them. We got a couple young teams out here today.
Yes, we do. Yes, you do. You mentioned the Twisters coming in 3-5, but they have won their last two ball games. Franklin County coming in at 3-7. I know they had some injury concerns. We had a chance to cover their game at South Ripley earlier this season. They had a lot of players out that night, but they went 2-1 in the Mitchell tournament over this holiday break, defeating Salem and Shoals before they fell to Mitchell in the championship game. So
not all is lost.
Not all is lost. They're on the upswing, as they say.
Very good. And so here, where Franklin County is only abnormally dry, according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. I had drizzle all the way. I don't know about everybody else, but anyway, in this meteorological anomaly that is southeastern Indiana, we are ready to talk to both coaches, and we'll do so with Mark Higdon and Mark Foster. They're coming up next here in the last few minutes before tip-off on 103.9 WRBI, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
Ivy Tech, your hometown college, is proud to support our local student athletes. Ivy Tech offers over 70 in-demand programs like business, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more. Classes are offered in person and online at our Batesville and Lawrenceburg locations. Discover the option that's right for you during Tuesday at the Tech visit days. For more information, go to ivytech.edu/Tuesdays and come check out the Tech.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Hurt and Elko, your local Lennox Premier dealer. Hurt and Elko and their Premier dealer status means you are certain to be working with a company who has the highest level of training, professionalism, and customer satisfaction. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system or finance with low monthly payments. Call Hurt and Elko today at 812-934-4646 or visit them online at hurt-elko.com to learn more. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy at Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
And we're back with Coach Mark Higdon of the Oldenburg Academy Twisters. And Coach, 3-5 on the season, and Franklin County's 3-7. Both teams seem to have something to play for here today.
Yeah. We're missing a few guys today, so we're going to play some guys that haven't played a ton of varsity. But it's our first game since almost a week, so we're looking forward to getting to play a game again. So,
sure. So, sorry about those problems. Who all's out for you?
Juan Stroth's out. Cornelius is out. And Grody's out. And Zach Hoff.
So, opportunity for some guys to step up.
Yeah. So, we got freshmen starting. He's only played a few quarters. And then our first off the bench will be a freshman who hasn't played much. So, it'll be a good experience for them.
It sounds like Coach Foster's kind of going through some of the same thing personnel-wise.
Yeah, we're both pretty young. Well, at least today we will be. I think those guys are excited for the opportunity, and we'll fight as hard as we can.
And so what do you tell a young person who's got to step in, become a varsity guy right away?
We just told him, just play your game. He's been doing a good job on the JV, not to do too much, but also, he can shoot a little, like look for your shot. We're probably going to zone the whole game, so that way try to stay out of foul trouble, and that's what we've been working on the past couple of days, and I think he kind of knows his spot, and he's a pretty high IQ player, so I think he'll figure it out.
So it sounds like whoever gets a fourth win today is going to feel pretty darn good, momentum-wise,
Yeah. You know, then we got Shaw coming up, and you know, we're talked about trying to get back to 500, and then kind of resetting from there. And that's what we're going to try to do.
It's definitely the time of year to do it.
Yes, it definitely is. Yes.
All right, Coach. Anything else you want fans to know going into this one?
No, just we got Shaw at home on Friday. It's junior high night. So any of our little feeder schools, our Catholic schools, if you guys are listening, come on out. And the girls play at 6, and then boys play at 7:30.
All right. Always glad to have more fans there. Oh, yeah. Thanks a lot, Coach.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you.
Coach Mark Higdon, and we'll be right back with Mark Foster in a moment on WRBI, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
Southeastern Indiana REMC is now offering high-speed fiber internet to its members. Choose from our basic, plus, or premium residential packages with speeds from 100 megabits per second to 1 gig. Prices range from $64.95 to $109.95 per month, and there are no data caps. Get the connectivity speed you need at a price you can afford. Visit SEIREMC.com or call 1-800-737-4111 to check your address eligibility and to sign up for service today. Our friendly customer service representatives are standing by to take your call. SEI Fiber, connecting at the speed of light.
Affinity Graphics and Tees, your number one supplier of fine screen printed and embroidered apparel, is a proud supporter of high school athletics.
With Affinity Graphics and Tees, you can create and sell your own designs online anytime. Design cool custom apparel and t-shirts for your team, fundraiser, bachelor party, or even reunion. With hundreds of styles and colors to choose from, visit Affinity Graphics and Tees online design studio at shopaffinitygraphics.com.
Or call 812-363-4379.
JC Bank is now open in Greensburg at 1035 North Lincoln Street, bringing over a century of community banking to you. JC Bank supports local high school sports teams, helping young athletes thrive for stronger communities. They offer top-notch banking, investments, and trust services. Whether you need a mortgage or business banking, JC Bank is here for you. Learn more at jcbank.com. JC Bank, the bank for your street, not Wall Street. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Back before this varsity contest with Franklin County coach Mark Foster. And coach, we're glad to be here to cover the Wildcats.
Thank you very much for coming out. You guys do a wonderful job for Indiana, Southeast Indiana, and high school basketball and all sports. We really appreciate you guys getting our product out there to the other people, to the people. Thank you.
You bet. Thanks so much. And, Coach, the Cats are 3-7 so far this season. Give us an idea as to how your young men are feeling.
We're getting better. We're getting better. As I was talking to some coaches, you know, around, and We've had two really, really big senior classes the last 2 years that we've graduated back-to-back. So we knew this year coming in that we'd be struggling with varsity experience and guys, and now we're down to one senior in this graduating class. So with that, we are expecting sophomores to help out with that and our juniors to help out with that. And we knew early on it'd be a struggle just from the standpoint of kind of gaining experience on the fly, changing the speed from the JV to the varsity contest. But I really like how we're continuing to get better each week. We have guys that are really stepping into different roles, and the positivity of our kids has been outstanding.
And, of course, the advantage there is you can mold a young ball club for the next couple of years. And tell us about your one senior and some of the other younger guys are expected to contribute today.
Eli Budd is our lone senior. He is the leader of the team. He's obviously by far has the most experience of anybody on our team, varsity experience, that is. He struggled early on with he played the first game and a half, got injured again. He rolled his ankle, then it went to a knee problem. So he's been dealing with injuries. He's been in and out of the lineup. And we just got back from a Mitchell tournament, a holiday tournament, where he played very, very well. And he got through it unscathed. So he's getting closer and closer to 100%. And I'm excited to hopefully get him back full go and see where we can go from this point on.
Who all is going to be surrounding Eli today and contributing?
We'll have our normal group of we're going to play probably 9 or 10 guys, and in no particular order at this at this point. We've got sophomores, like I said, that are learning how to play, juniors that are learning how to play, So it's kind of a revolving door still. But the group is very, very positive, and they're fun to be around.
Tell us about your opponent, Oldenburg. What do you look for from the Twisters?
Oldenburg, they're greatly improved from last year, from what I can tell on film. Like I said, we just got back late the night before from down south. And so the scout on Oldenburg has been a little bit limited compared to other teams that we have. But they're led by Connor Miles, number zero. He's really, really, really good player. He's having a phenomenal year. Averaging 24, 25 points a game. So he's playing really, really well. And then after that, their number 25, Henry Wanstraw, he's a really, really good player inside for them right now, although I have just heard that he is not going to be in attendance today. So, you know, after that, they've been averaging probably about 50 points in their last four games or so. So they've been leading them in the point total, but then they bring in a lot of guys to help them out with the Singer kid, 13 and 33 Goldsmith. All those guys really help them out as complement players.
So essentially, we should have a pretty good matchup today.
I would say so. Yeah, we typically do with Oldenburg, especially where it falls on the calendar and the kind of around the Christmas time, holiday time. It's tough, you know, but it's. I think we'll have a good matchup.
All right, thanks so much, Coach.
Thank you for having us.
You bet. That's Mark Foster of the Franklin County Wildcats, and we'll be right back to tip it off in a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on 103.9 FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
This January, Margaret Mary Health's excited to welcome Dr. Ed Negovetic to the medical staff. As a physiatrist, Dr. Negovetic uses a non-surgical approach to treat medical conditions that cause pain or limit function. Conditions he treats include sports injuries, concussions, arthritis, and spine, joint, muscle, and nerve pain. With over 15 years of experience in the field, Dr. Negovetic is committed to helping you regain strength, mobility, and independence. For an appointment, call 812-934-6600. 638.
Cecil Eisen from Eisen's Family Pizza. We are hiring. We have open positions in our front and back of house, including counter and order taking, food prep, pizza making, and closing duties. Stop in at 117 East George Street and pick up an application today. Don't forget to pick up some pizza sticks with our amazing cheese sauce. Yummy. The award-winning Eisen's Family Pizza, 812-933-0333. Eisen'sFamilyPizza.com or 117 East George Street, downtown Batesville.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Jim Williams, Steve Giesting, about ready to get things underway here at Franklin County High School, and going to have a couple of young lineups out there today, Steve.
Yes, we are. As you hear from both coaches in the pregame show, for Oldenburg, you got four players out with Hoff, Cornelius, Wanstroth, and Grody. And for Franklin County, again, young lineup with Malone Senior being Eli Butt.
So we have a lot of patriotism on the way in a moment. The national anthem is coming up. We'll be right back with the starting lineups after this on 103.9 FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
Make cleanup easy with a new Whirlpool dishwasher. You won't have leftover dishes to hand wash with the flexibility to fit tall items in the adjustable upper rack and room for 14 place settings. Plus, you can skip scrubbing and pre-rinsing when you use the boost cycle. Shop Gehring's to see how Whirlpool dishwashers can help you manage your family's mealtime messes. Gehring's and Whirlpool, 316 North Main, Batesville.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Fleetwood Chevrolet at 950 North Michigan Avenue in Greensburg invites you to visit them. They're here to help you with your next new or pre-owned vehicle purchase, as well as all your service and parts needs. They're the home of Greensburg's only drive-in service lane and free oil changes for life with the purchase of a new vehicle. Give them an opportunity to earn your business at Fleetwood Chevrolet.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
George's, we have respiratory therapists on staff that can help you rest easy. Our services include CPAP and BiPAP, the latest in oxygen technology, nebulizers, and more. Our professional staff will answer all of your questions and make you or your loved one feel at ease with whatever challenges you're faced with. Ask for us. Let our family take care of yours.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Jim Williams and Steve Giesing back at Franklin County High School for this Franklin County Oldenburg Academy boys ball game. And, of course, the queen of tech in the studio, Katie Kinker. And we certainly appreciate everything she does for us, making us sound really good, better than we deserve. So, Steve, these young lineups, it's going to be super interesting. Where I always talk about the stars of the future being on the JV or in middle school. They're out here today.
Yes, they are. Some young men get an opportunity to step up on the varsity level, and I'm sure from a coaching standpoint, you're not really sure what to expect because you've not really scouted these guys. You've scouted the regular varsity players, so we'll see what happens here coming up.
And so one of the key questions today will be, can Oldenburg handle senior Eli Butt, the leader of the Franklin County Wildcats, who is averaging 12 points per game, but is also shooting 42% from two-point range and 45 outside the three-point arc.
That's a big weapon when you can hit it consistently from out there.
And Eli also dishes off about three assists per game, and about three steals per game, and dishes off at least a couple assists to his teammates every time. So that's going to be fun to watch. And how have these squads matched up previously, Steve, when they've had seniors?
Well, last year's matchup, which was played at Oldenburg at the Feldhouse, Franklin Cannon came out with a 20-point victory, 68-48. Last year. Over the last 35 years, the Wildcats lead the series 5-3 here in the de facto Franklin County Tournament Championship game.
Very good. Starters for today will be 6-foot junior Isaiah Kemp, also 6-foot junior Quinn Gilman, senior at 5'9 Eli Butt, as we mentioned, Nick Vanhoven, a 6'1 a junior, and Carter Dozier, a 6'2 a sophomore for Franklin County. For Oldenburg Academy, it's 6'1 senior Connor Miles, also 5'9 freshman, as you heard, Adam Weber, getting a lot of action at a young age there. 6'3 junior Isaiah Wagoner is going to be out there, 6'2 junior Jacob Stenger, and 6'3 junior Grant Goldsmith. So it is a fairly experienced Twisters team against a very young Franklin County team. Both teams relatively young. We'll see what happens out here. This is going to be interesting. Dozier and Stenger are ready to jump it up. And we're in for action here on WRBI. Glad to have you with us. Ball is in the air and is controlled by Carter Dozier and the Franklin County Wildcats. So they're bringing it across midcourt with Isaiah Kemp at the line. He goes off to his right to the wing to Quinn Gilman. Gilman takes it over to the left side. That's in the hands of Butt. Right back to Gilman. In the corner on the right side to Kemp once again. So they're getting it around the circle. Eli's got it on the left wing now, down to the corner.
And Jim O.A. in their typical zone defense here looks like a little 3-2 right now.
Absolutely. They're keeping the feet working. Jumper from the corner. That is the first 3 points of the game for Isaiah Kemp. Nice shot there. Bring Kemp. It up now for the... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was a good movement around the perimeter, and Kemp stepped right into that three-pointer from the left corner.
Connor Miles has on the left wing now for Oldenburg in their first possession after that tip. Adam Weber comes left again. He's a freshman, so he's getting a lot expected of him today. Isaiah Wagner has it for a moment. It's in the lane, and the first shot for Oldenburg, first foul for Franklin County. This is charged to Eli Butt.
Butt picks up the first personal. It's his first. It's the team's first.
In the first 55 seconds of the game.
Yes. And our first free throw is coming up. Connor Miles at the line shooting for OA.
Grant Goldsmith getting a few pointers from Coach Higdon. And the shot from Connor is no good. So it's still 3-0 Franklin County. That was a terrific tray a few moments ago. Second free throw good, and it's now 3-1. So the Wildcats are going to bring it back up themselves. And here is Eli Butt dribbling across and going down to the right wing to the man who hit the tray, Wagner. Into the lane now and back out for another three on the right side. That is Eli.
Nice.
He does not
rebound.
Make it. And a great offensive board, in fact. Once again, it is Isaiah Kemp putting it back, making it 5-1. 7 minutes remaining in the first quarter here at Franklin County.
Kemp did a great job slicing through that zone, getting that offensive rebound and putback. So he has all five Wildcat points here in the first quarter.
It was terrific. Goldsmith in the lane, covered by three men, and gets a nice outlet pass away. That is Wagoner on the layup. And Isaiah came in at exactly the right time. It's not like they haven't made that play before.
He has a nice cut down the lane and a good interior pass inside, and back with a one possession game here.
Eli up top, and now the ball goes down to the left corner for Franklin County. Over to the right side. And that was, Nick Madovan handling the ball for the first time today. He gets it back up front. Now it's Gilman dribbling left. Over to the wing. Kemp has it again. Isaiah's been terrific so far. Dishing the ball, dribbling right, looking for a spot is Gilman. Butt has it now just outside the arc, and it's tipped away by Oldenburg. And here is a break being pursued by Butt, and up for a layup that would have counted. That is Connor Miles.
And that's going to be a big foul, Jim. I think that's going to be Butt picking up his second for Franklin County.
And that is something that Wildcats did not want to see happen at all.
Now your senior leader got two early fouls, and he's going to check out of the game here with less than 2 minutes of action played.
First shot for Miles, not good. Checking in to replace Butt is Carson Allen, a 5'11 sophomore. Eli, obviously frustrated, heads down to the end of the bench.
We'll see if Coach Foster is going to bring him back maybe in the second quarter, if he's going to sit out till the break.
It'll be interesting. Second shot for Connor Miles sinks through. It's now suddenly 5-4, something Franklin County did not expect. Oldenburg catching right up. Handling the ball is Gilman now. Top of the key. He goes right of the lane. There is Kemp for another three. It is in. Wow.
It's the Isaiah Kemp show. He's got all eight Wildcat points here in this first quarter. His second three in the ballgame.
Isaiah with the hot hand for sure. That was almost an NBA three. That was a long one. The other one was right at the line.
He stepped in with confidence of that, and nothing but twine as it went down.
8-4 our score. Ball goes out under the Oldenburg basket, and Miles inbounds it. Right back in the hands of Jacob Stenger. Jacob holding it above his head, doesn't have any place to go with it. It's back to Miles on the right wing. And now Miles launches a three. He nails that one. So.
First three of the game by the Twisters.
This should be very interesting indeed. Already 8-7, 5:25 to go in the first quarter. Dribbling left for Franklin County is Allen. He gets it back to Quinn Gilman.
I'm sure when you were previewing this, you didn't think 15 points in the first 3 minutes, did you?
I really did not, no. And Nick Vanoven cuts through. Ball goes back up front just outside the arc. And tripping in there and unable to keep possession is, Carson Allen. But then the... Whoa!
Four-point play opportunity.
Then Allen gets it back, launches a three from the right corner, puts it in, and he gets fouled. The foul charge to Isaiah Wagoner of Oldenburg. Wow. First team foul for the Twisters. And so Allen goes to the line for, as Steve said, the four-point play. Wow. He hit the floor hard after that one, and the three went down with no problem. So did the free throw. It's now 12-7, 4:55 to go in the first quarter. Franklin County leading at home.
Jim, you mentioned Eli Butt shooting 40% from beyond the arc. The Wildcats have hit 3 three-pointers here in this first quarter, none of them by Butt yet. So
how about 100%? Man alive, that is serious. And tipping the ball away out of bounds, good defensive play by Carter Dozier.
They're going to say last touch by Oldenburg.
Wow, they are. He tipped it right off a Twister. Isaiah playing pretty well inside. Carter. And he's playing taller than he looks on the floor. They say he's 6'2". I'm not necessarily sure about that. Here's another drive to the baseline by the Wildcats. They don't take it. They're cut off by the Twisters. He gets back up front. Handling the ball for a moment is Vanoven. And now into the corner for another three. It is Kemp, and it does not go that time. Pulled down by the Twisters, and they bring it back down with a shot off the rim. Foul charged on the offense to Connor Miles. Connor drove a little too hard that time, seemed to put some shoulder into it.
That's a great effort by Quinn Gilman to get back and get that defensive position for Franklin County and draw that charge. So turnover gives the ball back to the Wildcats. Lead by five here as we're halfway through the first quarter.
4 minutes remaining exactly, and taking it over to the left wing are the Wildcats. Back up front now to Gilman. Quinn's running the offense. Eli Butt down with two fouls. Kemp on the right wing. Underneath it goes to Vanoven.
Oh, nice.
Now back
shot
up front.
Fake.
Left of the lane. for a short jumper was Gilman, but it went off the front of the rim and foul.
He's going to go on.
That's charged to Vanoven as he went by the Twisters when they were trying to bring the ball up. So they take it out of bounds again, bring it up again, and Jacob Stenger crosses the midcourt line. 3:35 to go in the quarter. It's 12-7, Franklin County. Miles on the right wing. Up front, it's Weber. Adam Weber, the freshman, getting a lot of action here today and the start. Miles is contacted by Allen, the sophomore, with a foul up there.
And, Jim, that's four on Franklin County. So for the final 3:24 of the quarter, OA is going to be at the line if they can get there.
Wow. That's, again, something Franklin did not expect. So in comes the ball to Jacob Stenger. He's getting the word from Coach Higdon as to the play he wants to run. Goes to the left wing over to Miles. Now back to Stenger. Inside on the post is Grant Goldsmith. Back up for a three from the hand of Jacob Stenger.
Second three of the ball game by the Twisters.
6'2 junior puts it down. Lots of trays in this one. Just under 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. It's 12-10, Franklin County. Trapped in the circle. Ball gets back out to Quinn Gilman on the right wing. Gilman comes in. Nope, can't go baseline. Bounce passes it down there and off the intended receiver, Nick Vanoven.
Yeah, it was a really tough angle to try to get that ball down low, and Vanoven unable to handle the pass, goes out of bounds, so turnover gives it back to Oldenburg.
Ton of defense, and Connor Miles brings it across midcourt now for the Twisters. He's looking right. Bounce passes inside. Great pass. Just between defenders. Can't get a shot for Goldsmith, but it's still in possession of the Twisters, and Miles wrestles it away from one of the Wildcats. Back over to Stenger now. Jacobs on the right side. He's down to the baseline, and the pass goes to a shot, and it is not good. Almost put back. But the Wildcats come down with it, and Gilman brings it up court, and then Vanoven travels with it. Nick is having a hard time handling the ball today.
He is. That's the second turnover by Franklin County. So back-to-back possessions, they've turned it over. See if OA can perhaps get their first lead of the ballgame here on this trip.
Just over 2 minutes remaining. Getting ready to check in is number 13 for the Wildcats. And there is a layup. That one from the hand of Grant Goldsmith, the 6'3 junior. It's tied at 12-12.
That was a nice strong post move. He got the ball at the free throw line, took one dribble, and got to the rim.
If you're 6'3, I say take a post move. Absolutely. Yes. Us 5'8 guards can't. Oh, wait, I was the student manager. I really couldn't. But anyway, it is the Vanoven pass inside, and a good one to Allen. He gets back up front. There's Kemp on the left wing, back up to Gilman. Quinn goes right side, and Allen can't get by the defender this time. Minute 20 remaining. He'll try again. No drive there. Inside it goes to Vanoven, and a one-handed hook shot right side. Not good. On the rebound, Wagoner pulls it down, and Vanoven commits the foul. He doesn't like the call at all.
That's going to be his second. That will be the team's fifth, Jim. So we got free throws coming up here for the final 117 for the Twisters.
And Blake Stevenson checks in now for Franklin County for Nick Vanoven.
We'll see who the shooter is going to be here for the Twisters. I'm not sure. Looks like it's going to be number 10, Wagner, stepping to the line to shoot two.
Coach Higdon consulting with a couple of his players, chatting with Stenger as they get ready to shoot. Excuse me, it's 33 Stevenson, who was intended to come in, but apparently that was not right, so Vanoven stays on the floor, although out of the lane.
When you're shooting two shots, you got to wait for the first free throw attempt to go. So.
That's it. All right. Minute 17 remaining, tied at 12. Oldenburg looking to get their first lead right here. Let's see. Isaiah Wagner on the strike. It is up and off the back of the rim on the right side. Now Stevenson comes back in. Vanoven is on the sideline.
Twister's only 2 of 5 at the line here in this first quarter, so they're unable to take advantage of the opportunities they've been given at the stripe so far.
Love to cash this one. Again, get that first lead. It is not good. Front of the rim. Pulled down by Quinn Gilman, and here come the Wildcats. He dribbles into double coverage, gets it back to Dozier, and what a layup that is. Carter Dozier showing what he can do as a sophomore.
Good, like, strong move. He got the ball at the free throw line and split the defense. One dribble, and he's at the rim.
Carter's playing it with confidence. I like that a lot. And over to the left wing he goes for Adam Weber of Oldenburg. And inside now to Goldsmith. Pretty sure he's fouled by the Wildcats. Let's see. That is going to be on Isaiah Kemp.
It is on Kemp. That's his first. And as we mentioned, the Wildcats are already over the limit. So more free throws for the Twisters. Grant Goldsmith steps to the line.
So the 6'3 junior had a nice bucket a moment ago. Rims one in and out. Score remains 14-12, Franklin County. Over Oldenburg Academy. We've got a good one here. Glad to have you with us on WRBI. And the second shot bounces around and down. Make it 14-13 after the shot from Goldsmith.
Used all the rim on that one, but got the roll at the end.
Every bit of it. Dozier gets the inbound pass, gets it right back to Quinn Gilman, who crosses the midcourt line.
Yeah, I think Franklin County probably going to play for a final shot here with a one-point lead, and working against the zone once again.
Just under 40 seconds. Gilman crosses the foul line, and some sky defense by the Twisters, and they bring down the rebound in the hands of Connor Miles on the missed jump shot.
Forget Short everything I said shot. About it, just waiting for a final shot.
25 seconds remaining in the quarter, 14-13. Oldenburg Academy trailing Franklin County. Again, they would love to grab a lead here. 15 seconds. See if they're going to run a play. Holding the ball is Jacob Stenger near the midcourt line. Ball goes under 10 seconds. Goldsmith on the wing. Back up front to Stenger. Does he have time? He does. It's a hook shot from Goldsmith off the back of the rim. Not good. Kemp rebounds, and that's the end of the period. At the end of one, it is Franklin County leading Oldenburg Academy 14-13 in boys hoops. And we'll be right back with the second period in a moment on 103.9 FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
Life moves fast. The technology services from Great Plains Communications move faster. Whether it's working, learning, or streaming from home, or powering your business with a robust fiber connection, our full suite of technology services helps you keep up with today's fast-paced environment. Our local team of call center representatives and technicians are dedicated to providing a superior customer experience, ensuring you have the support and services you need to succeed. Contact Great Plains Communications today at 877-839-9494 or gpcom.com.
Welcome to Allstate, where saving on your auto insurance is kind of like a joyride. You, your car, and an open road may be your best friend, too. The music is chill, and so's the traffic. Allstate, here better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Contact Batesville and Shelbyville Allstate agent Mary Huntington for a quote today. Allstate and affiliates offer products and services subject to availability, terms, and conditions.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Well, for a couple teams that have only three wins each, these Franklin County Wildcats and Oldenburg Academy Twisters are giving us quite a ball game. After one quarter, it is Franklin County 14, Oldenburg 13, and the Twisters start the second with the possession.
And looking at back at the first quarter, Jim, Franklin County hit 3 3-pointers, and Weber fires a 3 for Oldenburg off the back of the rim. Twister's only 3 of 8 from the line. They got there several times, but unable to take advantage of that first quarter.
And they did put out a couple Wildcats with 2 foul trouble right in that first quarter. 7:40 remaining in the half now, and Franklin County has its first possession. Carter Dozier from the right wing launches 3, does not make it. Pulled down by Blake Stevenson. He gets a 3 attempt back into the hands of Carson Allen. The sophomore hits one from the left wing, and it's now 17-13, 7:25 to go in the half.
That's Allen's second 3 of the game. He had that 4-point play in the first quarter, so he's got 7 early points here for Franklin County.
These young teams, as we were talking about, making it happen. Sophomore Allen with that shot, and it was smooth indeed. Over to the right side for Oldenburg Academy is Adam Weber, freshman getting start today, and he throws it out of bounds off Grant Goldsmith. Grant dove for it, but could not get there at the baseline, so it's Wildcat ball.
It was good post defense by Blake Stevenson of Franklin County, who's playing behind him, was able to influence that tip.
Absolutely.
And Jim Eli Butt's going to check back in for Franklin County at the next dead ball opportunity, playing with those 2 fouls.
Blake is clearly a presence in there. We'll see what the... Wow! There he is. Isaiah Kemp, I believe his 3rd or 4th 3 of the game?
That's his 3rd 3 of the ball game.
Smooth as Isaiah Kemp. I'd say keep the ball in his hand. 20-13, 6:40 remaining in the half.
Franklin County's got 5 threes as a team.
Not bad. And there is another one for Oldenburg Academy off the left corner from Jacob Stenger, the 6'2 junior.
That's his 2nd 3 of the ballgame. Nice answer there by the Twisters.
We may end up with a pretty high score today. It's 20-16 with 6:20 remaining in the half. And bringing it up is Quinn Gilman, as he has all game for Franklin County. Over to the right side, that's in the hands of Allen. And Carson just throws it past a teammate. As Eli Butt, the lone senior, checks back in, he will give a break to Gilman. And the Wildcats lose a little bit of height when Butt comes back in for Quinn.
A little bit of height, but getting a lot of scoring.
Yes.
And for Oldenburg, they brought in David Cook at that dead ball opportunity. First time we've seen him on the floor this afternoon.
Very good. Holding it over his head on the right side at the wing is Stenger. It goes back up front to Wagoner. And there is David Cook briefly handling the ball, passing it away. And the Twisters continue to move the ball pretty well, handing it off. Going to Stenger on the left side. Floating jumper, not good. Pulled down off the rim by the Wildcats. Isaiah Kemp outlets it, and now it's Butt on the right wing and into the corner for another three for Franklin County. That from, again, freshman Carson Allen. Carson Allen.
He's now got 10 points in the ballgame. That's his third three-point basket.
And a free throw. Wow. 5:25 remaining in the half, 23-16. 7-point lead, I believe one of the biggest we've seen in the contest so far. And launching three now for Oldenburg. Off the back of the iron is Isaiah Wagoner, pulled down by Carter Dozier of the Wildcats. And here comes Eli Butt on the left wing. Stops at the line, covered by Miles. Gets it away to Kemp. Now back to Dozier, down in the right corner. That is sophomore Allen. Yep. Back up to Butt, another cycle around. And remember, Kemp is 100% from the arc as well. There is Butt to the foul line, just to the right side. Kemp with another one. This one's offline, and it goes from the front side of the rim. Pulled back up, stuffed. That is Connor Miles on the stuff. He knocked that one way out of the hand of Blake Stevenson. Blake was kind of surprised about that. He appears to be the kind of physical presence that a Jack Grunkmeyer is for Batesville.
Absolutely. We got a timeout on the floor here, Jim. Oldenburg is going to take their first timeout. It'll be a 60-second timeout.
And we will take one as well on 103.9 FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
Ivy Tech, your hometown college, is proud to support our local student athletes. Ivy Tech offers over 70 in-demand programs like business, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more. Classes are offered in person and online at our Batesville and Lawrenceburg locations. Discover the option that's right for you during Tuesday at the Tech visit days. For more information, go to ivytech.edu/Tuesdays and come check out the Tech.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
And this is WRBI Batesville. It's Jim Williams and Steve Geesting in Franklin County. And, wow, what a ball game we have this afternoon, Steve. Threes are raining down between the Wildcats and the Oldenburg Academy Twisters. I'm really impressed with the shooting.
Yeah, Franklin County has hit six threes so far here in the ballgame. All nine of their points here in the second quarter have come from beyond the arc. Carson Allen's got three threes, and Isaiah Kemp has three as well. Kemp with 11 points here early on. Allen with 10 points for the Twisters.
Wow. Could we get triple digits? It's entirely possible, but it is high school. Maybe
that'd
not.
Be a stretch.
Yeah, yeah. 4:44 to go in the half, 23-16. Franklin County with a 7-point lead. They've opened up here in the second quarter. It was a tight first quarter, and here Connor Miles comes to bring it across, going back to the man who passed the ball into him, Jacob Stenger. Over to the left corner of the wing, I should say, is Adam Weber. Weber loses the ball for a second, retrieves it, gets it back to Stenger, and now it is Miles for three, and he nails it.
That's Connor Miles' second three of the ball game.
Wow. 23-19 is our updated score. And there's Eli Butt, the lone senior. And there is the man for three. Kemp misses one from the left wing. That was NBA range for sure. Rebounded by the Twisters, and they bring it right back and just throw it past the outstretched hands of Adam Weber. The freshman couldn't quite bend back to get that one quickly enough. So it's going to be a Wildcat ball with Carson Allen, the sophomore, throwing it in. Stevenson comes back out.
Brady Foster checking in for Franklin County also with this dead ball opportunity.
Foster's first action for the sophomore. He gets his first touch right there. Passes it back to Eli Butt at midcourt between circles. Back to Eli. He launches three. Gets it. Almost everybody on the floor has a three so far, Steve.
Yes, they do.
Man.
That's Butt's first three. You mentioned he shoots over 40% from beyond the arc.
Wow.
Four threes in the quarter. All points in the quarter here for Franklin County come from beyond the arc.
Insane. 3:35 to go in the half. 26-19. our score, and foul on the floor. This one's going to be charged to Brady Foster, the sophomore who just came in a few moments ago. And the man who got some of that contact, Connor Miles, will be putting it in for Oldenburg.
Only the first foul of the quarter. First foul whistled on either team here in the second quarter, Jim.
They're trying to get a little more discipline, it seems like, especially after that early trouble that Franklin County had. And trying to go up and getting stuffed from two sides was Isaiah Wagoner. Ball comes down to the Wildcats. Franklin County gets back up quickly. There's Butt on the left wing. He goes underneath to Dozier. No shot there, but it is a good one from the arc, and Carson Allen misses one.
I think that might be his first miss of the afternoon.
I think it is. Twisters bring it down, and Miles can't go anywhere inside. Or, excuse me, it was Cook who couldn't go anywhere inside. Now Miles has it at the foul line, loops a pass underneath, and that is going to be a foul as going up for a bunny was Isaiah Wagoner, and he was tagged from the back by the Cats.
It's going to go on Carson Allen. That's his second and the team's second. So Oldenburg back to the line. They had eight opportunities in the first quarter.
That's really going to add up in the second half. That's very, very interesting indeed. Second period with 2:57 remaining, and on the line is a Jacob Stenger for Oldenburg. He hits the first, and subs come back in. It's Quinn Gilman and Nick Banoven for Franklin County. And back in for Oldenburg is Grant Goldsmith.
You mentioned foul trouble, Jim. You got three Wildcats playing with three fouls now. Eli Butt, Nick Vanoven, and Carson Allen.
Yeah, it's not good in the first half. 26-20 is our score, and the second shot goes off the rim. Not good, but Oldenburg recovers, gets the rebound, and they get it back up front to David Cook. And launching a tray from the left side is Stenger. It's off the rim. Not good. Foul on the baseline.
And I believe they might be whistling that one. That is going to go on Vanoven. That'll be his third.
Man, in the half. So Stevenson comes back in for Vanoven. Eli Butt also back in for Franklin County. Foul trouble serious for the Wildcats here. And on their home floor, it is the Oldenburg Twisters who have it inside to Goldsmith. He tries to go up and walks with it.
It was a good post defense by Franklin County. They held their ground as Stevenson made that turn on the shot and forced him to make an extra step.
I think Dozier is that post, even if he doesn't have all the height as advertised. He is an athlete for sure.
Absolutely. Good-looking young athlete here for Franklin County.
So it's Gilman trying to be strategic in his dribble. He gets it over to the left side to Foster. Now in the hands of Butt, yes. And Dozier has it underneath, and, well, he's not perfect. He travels.
Yeah. Looking to pass it inside. The inside pass wasn't there, so he took a little bunny hop.
Little shuffle there. All right. 2:20 remaining in the half. 26-20. Franklin County with the lead over Oldenburg Academy. Glad you're with us on WRBI today. It's Connor Miles with a pass over to the left wing to Stenger. Pulls it over his head. Gets it back to David Cook. Over to the right side. Underneath and off the bottom of the backboard. Rebounded and put back up by Goldsmith. Comes down with it and foul on Grant. That may be his third for Oldenburg.
That'll be Goldsmith. That'll pick up actually his first.
His first. Okay, gotcha.
Team first.
Oh, in the quarter. Yeah, got it. Keep forgetting the rule.
That's the thing. Oldenburg plays that 3-2-2-3 zone, so not a lot of foul opportunities.
Just under 2 minutes. Nice interception underneath by Oldenburg, but they threw it right back into the hands of Gilman, and he can't bring a layup down. So Oldenburg rebounds once again. Quickly across midcourt it goes. Into the hands of Stenger. He dribbles behind his back, double covered, gets it back to Connor Miles. Miles down the right side in front of the defensive Gilman. Then he's doubled at the foul line. Has to outlet it again to Stenger. They'll try this again. Dribbling left comes Miles. And he's got a new defender in his face is Brady Foster. There's a three-pointer from the right side. Pulled down by Cook, and he's up for a layup. No, Goldsmith tries for the board, knocked out of his hands by Dozier, into those of Foster. Brady comes across midcourt for Franklin County. It's over to the left wing to Butt, and Eli doesn't have a shot, so it's back to Gilman, who was orchestrating things in the first few minutes of the game as the essential quarterback of Franklin County. Now he is in that spot again between the circles, launches his own three, and it's off the back of the iron, not there. And grabbing the jersey, we can even see that one from here, is David Cook, the 5'8 freshman.
His first, team second of the quarter, and you're right. Franklin County going for the offensive rating. You can see him pull back on the jersey.
Absolutely. 58.7 seconds.
In football.
Yeah, yeah. There's no flags out here, though.
No.
There would be a lot if there were today, though. Now, Isaiah Kemp is back in with the first couple trays in a row for Franklin County. Not satisfied coming out again is Eli Butt, the senior.
That's a good move by Coach Foster. Butt was playing with those two fouls. Didn't want to pay a third foul here in the last half of the first half.
Carter Dozier dribbles in the lane, gets an outlet away to Kemp. Isaiah brings it up front to the wing again, and he's harassed. Big defense over there by Stenger. No foul as the ball goes out of bounds. And goes off camp into the hands of Oldenburg.
Yeah, good hustle as he hit the floor, but unable to make the save. And Oldenburg with the final chance here at 45.4 seconds left to go here in the half.
Stenger gets the pass into Miles. Connor crosses the midcourt line. In the face of the defense from Quinn, Gilman. Back up run to Miles. Underneath, they try to go. Picked off. Great pass under there, but saw it coming. Wagoner was the intended target. Wildcats pick it off, and Foster comes across midcourt now. Over on the wing, it's Gilman. Back up to Foster. Looking for somebody. Looking for a call from coach. Foster sends him left. He comes back to the right, and a block. That's the foul on Connor Miles.
That'll be Miles picking up his second and the team's third.
We will chat about this foul trouble at the break. This is going to be an interesting half for both teams. Adam Weber checks in for Connor for exactly that reason with 13 seconds remaining.
Yeah, Coach Higgin doesn't want his senior to pick up his third foul here with 13.6 seconds left to go.
Yeah, not at all. And so Brady Foster will inbound for Franklin County. And Gilman takes it back into the backcourt. Gets a head start across the line, goes left to Kemp. Dozier is still in there and almost gets that pass, loops over his head and picked off by Cook. And David couldn't get it down court quickly enough. That is the half. Our score at the break, the Franklin County Wildcats holding on to a seemingly narrow 6-point lead at the break. Lots of foul trouble for each team, and we'll go over all that in a few moments. It's 26-20 at intermission, and we have more for you from Franklin County in a moment on 103.9 FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Hurt & Elko, your local Lennox Premier dealer. Hurt & Elko and their Premier Dealer status means you are certain to be working with a company who has the highest level of training, professionalism, and customer satisfaction. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system or finance with low monthly payments. Call Hurt & Elko today at 812-934-4646 or visit them online at hurt-elko.com to learn more. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy at Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
Southeastern Indiana REMC is now offering high-speed fiber internet to its members. Choose from our basic, plus, or premium residential packages with speeds from 100 megabits per second to 1 gig. Prices range from $64.95 to $109.95 per month, and there are no data caps. Get the connectivity speed you need at a price you can afford. Visit SEIREMC.com or call 1-800-737-4111 to check your address eligibility and to sign up for service today. Our friendly customer service representatives are standing by to take your call. SEI Fiber, connecting at the speed of light.
Affinity Graphics and Tees, your number one supplier of fine screen printed and embroidered apparel, is a proud supporter of high school athletics.
With Affinity Graphics and Tees, you can create and sell your own designs online anytime. Design cool custom apparel and t-shirts for your team, fundraiser, bachelor party, or even reunion. With hundreds of styles and colors to choose from, visit Affinity Graphics and Tees online design studio at shopaffinitygraphics.com.
Or call 812-363-4379.
This is the Halftime Show from 103.9 WRBI. Now, let's take a look at game stats and area scores.
Back at Franklin County High, where the Wildcats lead the Oldenburg Academy Twisters 26-20 in boys basketball at halftime. And Steve Giesting, that was a wild first half. marked by a ton of foul trouble for each of these teams that may crimp their styles in the second.
Yeah, for Franklin County, they had a pair of starters. Nick Vanhoven picked up 3 fouls in the first half. Eli Butt, Carson Allen came off the bench, picked up 2 fouls. Butt also with 2 fouls. On the Oldenburg side, only Connor Miles picked up 2 fouls. The Twisters only got whistled for 5 fouls entirely in that first half.
So it was okay for Oldenburg.
Yes.
Franklin County may get themselves into difficulty, though. I again was impressed with the athleticism of Carter Dozier early on.
Yes.
And Eli Butt, certainly an MVP kind of guy, but man, if he's on the bench, he's not helping you.
That's very true. He picked up those two early fouls within the first 2 minutes of the first quarter and sat out most of the rest of that first quarter. He only scored 3 points in that entire first half for Franklin County, coming in averaging double figures.
Wow. What are the scoring totals so far?
Well, first for Franklin County, leading the way was Isaiah Kemp. He has 11 points, 3 3-point baskets, and a field goal. Carson Allen has 10 coming off the bench for Franklin County today, 3 3-point baskets, and a free throw. He had that 4-point play back in the first quarter, Jim. They got 3 from Eli Butt on a 3-point basket, and Carter Dozier has the other 2. Again, for the Wildcats, it's Kemp with 11, Allen with 10, Butt with 3, and Dozier with 2. For Oldenburg in the first half, Connor Miles led the way with 8 points. He had a pair of 3-point baskets, 2 of 4 at the line in the first half. 6 points for Jacob Stenger. He had a pair of 3s, 1 in each quarter. They got Grant Goldsmith with 3, and also Isaiah Wagner with 3. So for the Twisters, it's Miles with 8, Stenger with 6, and 3 each for Wagner and Goldsmith. While I don't have official team stats for the first half, something that really sticks out to me, Oldenburg got to the line 10 times in the first half, but only 4 makes, so 4 out of 10 at the line in the first half.
Oh, not capitalizing.
Yeah, and in a tight game like this, 6-point game at the break, leaving those points out there.
So Franklin County's in foul trouble, but it's not costing them yet.
Not yet.
And the three production in the game, I mean, you like I, Steve, have seen hundreds of games over the decades, and
yes.
I don't recall one since the three became a thing that has had this many. And from taller teams, bigger school teams, whatever, this is a bunch of trays in the first half.
It is. Franklin County with 7 threes in the first half. They've only got 2 inside field goals, and they only shot 1 free throw in the first half. That was on that 4-point play by Allen. OA's got 4 threes in the first half. Only 2 field goals inside the paint, and as I mentioned, the 4 of 10 from the line. In that second quarter, no 2-point field goals for either squad. Everything comes from beyond the arc.
And one of the smoothest shooters I've seen for quite a while is Isaiah Kemp. I mean, he was ice cold.
Yeah, he started off hot. He hit those first 2 threes early in that first quarter, hit a 3 to open up the second quarter, and then since then, as you and I were talking off air, it felt like Franklin County didn't score for the last half of the second quarter.
Right, and by cold, I mean with ice water in his veins. He was obviously hot as far as the percentage of shooting. So what does Franklin County need to do to maintain and extend this lead, and what does Oldenburg need to do to get up and surpass him? A little bit of defense, I think, could go a long way for them.
I think it will. For Franklin County, I think you got to try to get the ball maybe inside that zone, force that zone to collapse, and then you can hit those open shooters inside, outside, back out, see what Butt does. Butt, coming out of the half, what he does with only 3. For Oldenburg, they did a really nice job getting the ball down low. Goldsmith had good opportunities inside. Credit to Franklin County defense. They had two or three at least blocks inside to thwart basket attempts by Oldenburg after the rim. And if you're Oldenburg, keep pushing the ball inside. See if you can get to the line and get some of those points back that you didn't get in the first half.
And the Twisters are in this decent position despite 4 of their stars being out.
Yes.
Henry Wanstroth, for one, the 6'4", the big man. But Calvin Grody is also gone. So is Jacob Cornelius, and so is Zach Hoff, all over 6 feet. Greg Goldsmith is the tower in there at 6'3", joined by Isaiah Wagner. And Goldsmith, other than a couple fouls, I thought played pretty effectively in there.
Yes, he did. He had 3 points in that first half. He had a field goal and a free throw in the first quarter. He was good inside the post. They featured him several times at the free throw line. He had a couple nice drives where he got to the rim. And Oldenburg's had some good interior passing, just unable to finish at the rim with some good Franklin County defense.
So then my question is, can OA get Grant open enough to make some of those layups go? If they do, he could be a machine.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, Franklin County, not a lot of size inside. You mentioned Dozier coming in at 6'2", playing a lot bigger than that 6'2" frame.
Yes.
Here in that first half. But Oldenburg's got some opportunities inside. And for Franklin County, I think you need to get some inside baskets. Don't fall in love and don't You know, Oldenburg plays that zone. They've played the zone for years, back when Ace Mormon used to be the coach. You know, they play that classic 3-2-2-3 zone. They're, you know, coming in, that's what they're going to do. And it's easy to fall in love with outside. Hey, that's where it's at. But you got to get the ball inside, force them to react, and force them to make some moves inside.
There's a thing for tradition.
Yes.
But you don't want to stick with it to the exclusion of everything else if something else will help you win.
Absolutely.
So we should have an interesting second half to come in just a moment. The Franklin County Wildcats are back on the floor to get an early shot at some warm-ups. And we'll be back as the clock goes under 2 minutes. It is 26-20 at halftime, third quarter about to get underway on WRBI 103.9 FM, also WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
The Sports Voice, Country 103.9, WRBI, Batesville, Greensburg, Versailles, Brookville.
JC Bank is now open in Greensburg at 1035 North Lincoln Street, bringing over a century of community banking to you. JC Bank supports local high school sports teams, helping young athletes thrive for stronger communities. They offer top-notch banking, investments, and trust services. Whether you need a mortgage or business banking, JC Bank is here for you. Learn more at jcbank.com. JC Bank, the bank for your street, not Wall Street. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Finding heart problems early can add years to your life and ensure you're healthy for what lies ahead. That's why Margaret Mary Health partners with the Christ Hospital to offer an affordable vascular screening for just $49. This 30-minute screening is recommended if you are 60 and older or over the age of 50 and have risk factors for heart disease. Appointments are available at Margaret Mary's main campus every Tuesday. For an appointment, call 812-933-5602.
Cecil here from Ison's Family Pizza.
Cup and Char.
Our Cup and Char pepperoni has been an area favorite for years.
Cup and Char.
But we now have a new addition to our Cup and Char lineup, Cup and Char Sliced Sausage. Our sausage is a sliced mild Italian sausage that cups when baked.
Cup and Char.
Our new Cup and Char sausage is available on all of our pizza lineup.
Cup and Char.
Get your Cup and Char sausage or Cup and Char pepperoni at Ison's Family Pizza, 812-933-0333, Ison'sFamilyPizza.com, or downtown Batesville.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Jim Williams, Steve Geesting back at Franklin County High here in beautiful uptown Brookville in drought-stricken Franklin County, along with drought-stricken Ripley at the Gator County's High. Ask Noah. It's not me. I just reported it yesterday. It strikes me as humorous because we've had a lot of drizzle and clouds all week. But anyway, Steve, they are raining threes down here in the Wildcat gym, and the Wildcats seem dissatisfied with their performance. They're only up six.
Yeah, I would say so. They had a chance to blow it open. It came out hot in that second quarter, got it up to a seven-point lead at 23-16. And then kind of cooled off from there as OA outscored them the rest of the quarter 4-3.
Nick Vanhoven inbounds to get things underway. We're starting in the second half, and Isaiah Kemp brings it up going left now for the Wildcats. Handing it back to Eli Butt, the senior. He is double-teamed, can't get a shot away, and now gets the pass back to Gilman. Quinn goes over to the left wing. That is in the hands of Nick Vanhoven for a moment. Back to Nick. From Butt, and Nick drives the lane, puts up a layup, no, and it goes off the hands of Goldsmith. Goldsmith blocks the second shot possibility, and Vanhoven gets the ball back but walks.
Yeah, good interior defense. You mentioned the Twin Towers at halftime. You got Wagner 6'3", you got Goldsmith 6'3" inside for Batesville, and they got the block on Vanhoven and then forced it into a turnover.
Seems to me Goldsmith and Dozier for each team play larger than they are.
Yes.
And so here comes the ball for the first possession of OA left to right. As you look at the radio or the computer for us this afternoon. Back up front now on the left wing.
Or the smartphone.
Yeah, you always have the smartphone, true. Glad to have you on the app. There's Connor Miles on the right wing. It's back up front. Now left side, trying to go baseline. No, throw it past Goldsmith. This into the hands of Gilman. Quinn brings it all the way down court. Layup would have been good. He was fouled in the lane. This will be on Jacob Stenger, 6'2 junior for OA.
Yep, that'll be his first of the game and the first here of the quarter for Oldenburg, and our first free throws of the quarter.
One of the few that is only making his first foul now. And so the first shot for Quinn Gilman is good.
This is only the second free throw attempt, second and third free throw attempt of the game for Franklin County.
Wow.
Gilman did a nice job, though. Got the steal and aggressive to the rim. Took it 1v4 and split through the double team and drew the contact. And perfect 2 of 2 at the line. That's his first points of the contest.
That was a nice play. They need more from Gilman, the 6-foot junior. So we'll see what happens here with 6:50 to go in the third. It's 28-20 Franklin County now on their home floor. Oldenburg Academy putting up a nice game. Goldsmith, and he throws that ball away right into the hands of Vanhoven. Nick having a good first couple minutes of the second half. Gets it away to Carter Dozier. It's tipped out of his hand. Pulling it right back down are the Wildcats. Vanhoven launches a trade. Does not have it. The bench was up, hoping for it to go in. And here come the Twisters. Trying to be as tornadic as possible. And getting a nice pass underneath. It goes to Wagoner. He throws it over the rim and not there. Goldsmith cannot get up for the rebound. Vanhoven bringing it right back. Offensive foul, no. He was blocked, and this is going to be on the Twisters.
That's a big call because that would have been his fourth, but instead it's going to go against Oldenburg.
It was a good move on Vanhoven, and that's going to be, Jacob Stenger. Does Stenger now have three? No, he has two, right?
Stenger has two.
Okay, gotcha.
Both coming here in this third quarter, both fouls of the quarter against OA.
Interesting indeed. 28-20, 6:10 remaining in the third. Up front it goes to Vanhoven, who's playing well in these first couple minutes. He goes over to Gilman. Now it's Eli Butt, the senior. He is over to Vanhoven, right wing. That is Isaiah Kemp with an effortless three when he puts it up.
And Jim, we mentioned at the half that Oldenburg zone, their typical play, and they're playing man-to-man here in this third quarter.
Two shot off the rim, not there. Goldsmith with the rebound. That's what Grant likes to be in position for. Run that stat by again, Steve. That was dramatic.
Yeah, Oldenburg always plays his own defense, and they put man-to-man here so far in this third quarter. It's been effective.
Interesting. 5:35 remaining in the third. There's Miles down to Goldsmith. The ball goes. He's double-teamed. Gets it back out to the corner and bring it in off the baseline for two. That is a nice move by Adam Weber, the freshman. Weber making his presence known right there.
First points of the game for Weber.
28-22, 5:15 in the third. A three for Kemp does not go. Connor Miles with the rebound. Brings it all the way back for Oldenburg. He is going down the right side. He is double-teamed, going into the lane, triple-teamed, and gets it away to Goldsmith. That's the kind of play that Oldenburg wants from Grant underneath.
That's a very nice move by Miles. Took it all the way to the defense and able to drop it off. And Butt quickly on the other end. Going to be fouled before the basket.
That shot went down, but yes, it was a foul. Adam Weber, when he was on the way to the bucket, so not quite. And Butt will be inbounding from the baseline. The lead for Franklin County has shrunk to 4. Vanhoven gets the inbound. And Butt falls down, and picking it up is Weber for the Twisters. He quickly converts that into a layup. 28-26 our score now. Butt brings it all the way back down. He's 1-on-3. Passes out to the right wing, driving baseline, and putting it up is Gilman. He is fouled inside. Which Twister is this on?
That's going to go on Gilman.
That is on, which a Wildcat, I should say. And, wow, you bet us timeout on the floor. So we will regather ourselves as the teams attempt to do. It's 28-26 Franklin County over Oldenburg Academy. Back in 30 seconds on WRBI, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
A Maytag washer can handle the tough loads with extra power to boost stain fighting on any wash cycle. The built-in water faucet is ready to give clothes a quick rinse or a long soak. Plus, the deep fill option delivers more water when you want it. Visit Gehrings to see how a Maytag laundry pair can help you power through laundry day. Gehrings and Maytag, 316 North Main, Batesville.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Back at Franklin County High, where the Wildcat boys are in a really tough game against the Oldenburg Academy Twisters. And Steve Giesting, 28-26 with 4:40 to go in the third quarter. And the big number you just mentioned a moment ago.
Yeah, Oldenburg's on a 6-0 run here in this third quarter. Franklin County got those early free throws from Gilman to go up by 8. That was her largest lead of the game. And since then, OA's on a 6-0 run. And, Jim, we talked at halftime, no two-point field goals at all in that second quarter. We've got three of them here in the third quarter.
Wow. So, yeah, the three ball has not been present so far in the second half. Let's see what happens as Oldenburg inbounds. It's Connor Miles bringing it across midcourt. He dribbles into a triple team, and he's underneath. Contacted by Gilman, no foul. Gilman takes the ball away, and it's going to be Miles with the foul.
And that'll be Miles' third.
Wow. Now, number zero is a guy who they can't afford to put on the bench. Coach Higdon hanging his head. He is not thrilled at all.
And that's the fourth of the quarter against the Twisters. So Franklin County will be at the line for the rest of this quarter, Jim.
And only one team foul for Franklin County. They've got to be pleased about that.
They've Eli Butt brings it up here.
Indeed. Isaiah Kemp, there's Dozier. Now on the right wing is Vanhoven. Has had a much better second half than the first. Up front it goes to Gilman. Here is Kemp for a three, and he missed it. Is that his second miss this half?
It is.
He drained them easily in the first half.
It is, but credit the Oldenburg defense playing that man-to-man. They've closed out a lot more on him. He hasn't had that nice open looks that he had in the first half.
And somebody may have gotten a fingertip on that ball, too. I thought I heard a little contact out there. Hard to tell. 4 minutes remaining in the third quarter, 28-26, Franklin County here at Franklin County. Oldenburg bringing it up and giving the Wildcats all they want, coming left for a jumper, and unbelieving of that call, a travel, is Jacob Stenger.
He split through the double team, but I think he took a little extra step to get himself clear, and referee right on top of it and says, can't do that.
Yeah, shuffled a tad, and his shot was a little short off the rim.
Yes.
So here comes Eli Butt with the ball. 3:50 remaining in the third. 28-26 remains our score. Nick Vanhoven handing it away to Gilman. Gilman underneath to Dozier, and a foul before the ball gets there underneath. This will be an offensive on Kemp. Isaiah Kemp with the foul.
Picks up his second and the team second. Yeah, caught him on an illegal screen down low. They're going to bring Carson Allen back on the floor.
Allen, sophomore, who really had an impact in that first half. He sank, what, three threes in a row?
Mm-hmm. Three threes and had a four-point play in the first half, too.
Yeah, well, oh, yeah, that was big. That was really big. And so Kemp takes the seat with his second. Here come the Twisters. Going left. And now Miles has it in the lane once again. He splits defenders, and it's on the floor. The foul is on 34. That is Carson Allen, the sophomore.
And that's his third, so he's the second Wildcat to play with three.
Here we go. Inbound to Goldsmith. He is up and fouled in the air as he went for the bunny shot.
And Vanhoven's going to pick that one up, and that'll be his fourth, Jim.
Man. And it looks like they've got a separator come in for Nick's, probably Blake Stevenson. So the officials call for Stevenson to come in. Yes, it's for Vanhoven.
Yeah, I think Vanhoven got a little cut on his, right underneath his left eye, it looks like.
So ooh, yeah, you don't want blood on the floor. That's not good. So Grant Goldsmith to shoot. Two shots.
Goldsmith one of two at the stripe in the first quarter for Oldenburg. This will be his third and fourth free throw attempts.
And he brings him 1 point closer, 28-27. That first one was a swish.
And just quickly glancing down here, Oldenburg Jet the lead in the ballgame tonight, Jim. We were tied once at 12.
We're tied twice at 28. 3:36 to go in the third. And here come the Wildcats. All knotted up with 3.5 minutes to go in the third. This is a heck of a ball game. Glad to have you with us on WRBI. Going right is Butt. Back up front to Gilman. Now launching three and getting it is sophomore Carson Allen.
He's hot. That's his fourth three of the ball game. He's got 13.
That's why they put him back in. It's 31-28 Franklin County now.
That ends that Oldenburg 8-0 run.
Twisters twisting it around to the right. Three for Miles.
Short.
Rippled the net, but by going under the net. Coach Higdon looking for a foul call. Does not get it. Well, he does get a call. They do. And that is Carter Dozier.
That's Dozier's first. That's the team's fifth. So free throws for Oldenburg the rest of the quarter. Both teams will be shooting two free throws the rest of the quarter.
6'2 sophomore. And again, against 6'3, right next to 6'3, Goldsmith. Carter looks shorter than 6'2.
And saw Miles step to the line like, this is me. And the referee's like, no.
It's Isaiah Wagner to shoot these. Sorry, Connor Miles, but nice try.
Yeah, Wagner is 1 of 4 at the stripe here in the ballgame today.
Let's see if he can increase that percentage. First one's up off the front of the rim. No. All right. Closest to the basket for the Wildcats, Art Dozier and Stevenson. They'll be looking for a rebound here. Goldsmith leaning into the lane already. Second shot away and off the rim and goes into the hands of Gilman. Eli Butt bringing it across midcourt. 3 minutes to go in the third. It's 31-28 Franklin County on their home floor. Getting all they want from the Twisters of Oldenburg. And there is Butt going for a drive. He goes between four defenders and gets it away to Carter Dozier for two.
And Jim, for the first time since the first quarter, Franklin County with a 2-point field goal.
Hard to believe. Wow. And that may be Dozier's first score, too.
And he had a field goal in the first quarter, so he's now got four
now
in the
ball
game.
Points. All right, there we go. Over to the left side, back up front, over to the right. It's Miles for Oldenburg, and a charge called on Isaiah Wagner.
Stevenson doing a good job holding his ground, taking the hit. Wagner picks up his second. Team's fifth, but player control, so no free throws.
Sometimes you got to sacrifice the body in there, take one. And he sure did. That was a nice move. 2.5 minutes remaining. 5-point lead for Franklin County, 33-28. Here is Butt looking for Gilman, his teammate. He's double-teamed quickly, takes it over to the left side to Allen. And now it's into Gilman. There is Stevenson up for two. No, pulled down by Goldsmith, the other number 33. Bringing it up is Jacob Stenger for Oldenburg. He's on the right side. Out to the wing it goes to Adam Weber, and the freshman travels. That's a freshman mistake.
Yeah.
Everybody does it, but it's especially a freshman mistake.
Look to make the pass or maybe take a quick shot, and he shuffled the feet. Referee's right there to spot it.
Exactly right. 2 minutes remaining in the third, 33-28, Franklin County. Eli Butt would love to increase that. He loses his dribble, gets it back long enough to get back to Allen. And now it's inside to Gilman, up for the layup, no. And Goldsmith battling Dozier for the rebound. That's going to be two shots for Carter.
He's going to go against Goldsmith on the foul. Grant picks up his second. And as we mentioned, the Twister's over the limit, so Dozier will shoot two free throws.
The two postmen there, the bigger one Stevenson, the smaller one, or the bigger one Goldsmith, I should say, the smaller one Dozier, really battling for that ball.
This will be Carter's first free throw attempts of the game.
And the first one crawls off the right side of the rim. No. And Brady Foster comes back in for Franklin County. David Cook for Oldenburg as Stevenson gets a break, so they lose a ton of height right there. Let's see if Isaiah can get it, or Carter rather, can get his shot to go down. He does. It's 34-28, minute 45 to go in the third.
Oldenburg has scored eight straight to tie the game at 28. Franklin County has now got the last six to go back up.
Interesting runs indeed. Here in the lane is Miles. They're going to say he's fouled as he goes by a couple of the Franklin County defenders.
And that's going to go on Eli Butt. That'll be his third.
His third. The lone senior on Franklin County. Two shots coming for Connor Miles.
Miles with 8 points in the ballgame. He was 1 of 4 at the stripe in the first quarter.
First one, good. And Caden Carr makes his first appearance of the game, the 5'11 junior for Franklin County. And he gives Bud a breather. Eli does not like coming out of the game.
He does not.
You see it on his face every time. You got to sit sometime. We don't want to kill you. So it's a minute 35 remaining. Second shot, well short for Miles. And so here come the Wildcats. Right down on the baseline, quickly up. For the two is Carson Allen, the sophomore, having a big impact for the Cats today. 36-29 now, minute 20 remaining in the third. 7-point margin for Franklin County.
Allen coming off the bench today, he's got 15.
Nice. That's a good game. There is Miles at the left of the free throw line. Gets it over to Cook on the right side. Three, good. Oldenburg nails that one. The freshman puts it down. Minute remaining in the third, 36-22. 55 seconds now. And Foster calls for his team to move the offense. They do. Ball comes back up front. Over to Allen on the left wing. No one to throw to. Gets over to Dozier. Throws it past him. And that one's going to go out of bounds. Back to Oldenburg with 42 seconds remaining in the third.
And Jim, how often do you see that? A team tries to slow down, play for a final shot when you're trying to run like almost a minute off the clock.
Yeah.
And you get out of your rhythm, get out of what you normally do offensively, and unforced turnover by Franklin County gives the Twisters a shot.
You get out of your smooth pattern, and it's going to throw you off every single time. You bet. Here is Miles at the foul line. Double team. Gets it away to Cook. Thinks about another three. Doesn't have it. It's bounce pass underneath. That is to Wagner. Isaiah tries to go up and looked like he traveled, but it
Wagner
may have been a foul.
He cleared out some space, cleared out that left shoulder.
They do give him the charge, yes. That's going to be a third on Wagner, I believe.
You are correct.
So 23.2 seconds remaining in this third quarter. It's 36-32 Franklin County. Doesn't seem like a 4-point game. It seems like a tie. Let's see. bringing it up quickly is Brady Foster. Cross midcourt, he goes left. Thought he had a pass to Stevenson. No. Goes over to the right side. That to Allen. Carson Allen, super sophomore today for Franklin County. And nice, he dribbles left in the lane. And, oh, clobbered in there by Wagner.
A little bit of frustration on there. And that's going to be Wagner picking up his fourth.
Fourth, yep. And in just a couple seconds, he's got those two. So Blake Stevenson's getting ready to come, or excuse me, Grant Goldsmith getting ready to come back in for Oldenburg.
Got a lot of the ball up top, but also got a lot of body. And Allen went to the floor on the play and gets the call. He'll be shooting two.
Yeah, that was a physical foul for sure. And the first shot's off the back of the rim for the sophomore, Allen.
Well, I guess he's got to miss sometime, young man, with 15 points and four 3-point baskets.
It's a nice game.
Yeah.
4.6 seconds remaining in the third. 4-point lead for Franklin County on their home floor in an EIAC game against the Oldenburg Academy Twisters. There's the second shot for Allen. It is good. And it's 37-32, 3 seconds. Desperation shot as he falls down in front of the bench for Goldsmith. It is off the rim, and that's the end of the quarter. Going to the fourth with our score, Franklin County 37, Oldenburg Academy 32. It's going to be an exciting period. Stay with us right here on 103.9 FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Fleetwood Chevrolet at 950 North Michigan Avenue in Greensburg invites you to visit them. They're here to help you with your next new or pre-owned vehicle purchase, as well as all your service and parts needs. They're the home of Greensburg's only drive-in service lane and free oil changes for life with the purchase of a new vehicle. Give them an opportunity to earn your business at Fleetwood Chevrolet.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Back here ready to start the fourth quarter of this exciting boys basketball game between Franklin County and Oldenburg Academy. And Steve Easting, I believe, if my thumbnail calculation is correct, 11-5 was the score in that third quarter for Franklin County. Oldenburg had 13 in the first quarter, but they've only had 7-5 in the succeeding two. Points.
You want me to give you the real one?
Yeah, give me the real numbers.
It was 12-11 Oldenburg in the third quarter.
Ah, okay. I was way off.
Yeah, Oldenburg did a
nice
job.
Oh, yeah, I see. I added that 5-7. Okay, that's what it was. Sorry about that.
Yeah, they went on that 8-0 run to tie the game back at 28.
There you go.
And then Franklin kind of responded with a 6-0 run, and they kind of evened out the rest of the quarter. We got two players with four fouls, Isaiah Wagner with four for Oldenburg, and Nick Van Oven with four for Franklin County.
So we'll see what happens here. And Adam Weber brings it in, goes out to Connor Miles for three. It's not there. Rebounded by Goldsmith. He's up for a pair off the glass. No. Pulled down by Dozier. Here comes Franklin County. Back to Carter in the lane. It's partially blocked by Miles. The layup no good, and Miles comes down with that rebound. Good defensive play. Now he's on offense. Goes over to the left wing, launching three from the left side, and that is not good. That off the hand of Jacob Stenger. Wildcats bring it right back with Butt going over to Gilman on the right wing. It's Allen up front. Carson Allen, big, big game for the sophomore. He unloads it underneath, trying to get it into the hands of, Caden Carr, who was in for the last few moments of the third quarter. Out of bounds, off the Cats. It is Twister ball.
Yeah, Allen, you mentioned a big game here. He's leading all scores. Got 16 points in the ballgame. 4 3-point baskets, and he's 2 of 3 at the line.
But he's been quieter, it seems, in the second half.
Well, he scored 6 in that third quarter.
Okay, only 6. All
right,
there we go.
10 in the first half, 6 in the third quarter.
Very good. 37-32 is still a nice game, and 7 minutes remaining in the ball game in regulation here. Cook picks up a deflected pass, gets it to Goldsmith underneath, and Grant is there for the layup.
That was a good pass by Miles. Very quick pass, got it in out of his hands quickly, and Goldsmith with the field goal. Goldsmith now with 9.
And now here is Carson Allen getting it inside to Dozier, who is fouled.
That's good. Go ahead, Jim.
David Cook, the freshman, with a foul, and Isaiah Kemp comes back in for Franklin County, replacing Carr, who gave him some good minutes.
And here's where that the new foul rule comes into effect. Both teams were in the bonus shooting free throws for the final part of that third quarter. Boom, you reset the fourth quarter. Now you got to get back to get to the five before you get back to the line.
So the Franklin County Wildcats are only up three on their home floor with 6:40 remaining in regulation. There's a three attempt that goes off the rim, not good. And a battle for the rebound, and Grant Goldsmith can't believe he fouled there, but the officials are going to say he did. No, they're going to say David Cook did.
So Cook gets his whistle for his third, team's second. And Kemp, who's been quiet since the second start of the second quarter, goes to the line for two.
Goldsmith to the lane to rebound next to Dozier. That's been a fight all day. Isaiah Kemp, first one good.
Kemp now with a dozen in the ball game.
Good game for Isaiah. Again, those first couple threes he drained in that first quarter really kind of set the pace for Franklin County. 6:38 remaining. 38-34. Make it 39-34 as the second one goes down.
Yeah, you mentioned Kemp with those early threes. Franklin County, seven threes in the first half, only one in the third quarter.
Interesting. Let's see if the three ball becomes a force here in the fourth. It is Connor Miles in the corner for Oldenburg. He dribbles into a triple team and walks for part of it. Goldsmith is shocked. So is Coach Higdon. Twister's not happy with the travel call. But he double emphasizes, the official does.
Coach Higdon, well out of the box.
Yeah.
He goes past half court.
Getting into actual anger. He's not just miffed. That was, I can see where that call could go either way, but Higdon takes a seat and the ball comes into Eli Butt of Franklin County. 39-34. 6:15 remaining on the clock, and the bounce inside. That's a nice pass over to Isaiah Kemp for the layup. Junior with a big game today, 41-34.
Yeah, nice back cut by Kemp, and Butt found him on the cut. And
at the foul line on the other end is Goldsmith for OA, and he travels before getting a pass away. So the Twisters are going to have a timeout to discuss things, and we'll be back to see what the result is after this on 103.9 FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
We are here for you.
At George's, we have respiratory therapists on staff that can help you rest easy. Our services include CPAP and BiPAP, the latest in oxygen technology, nebulizers, and more. Our professional staff will answer all of your questions and make you or your loved one feel at ease with whatever challenges you're faced with. Ask for us. Let our family take care of yours.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Back at Franklin County High with just under 6 minutes to go in regulation in this game. 41-34 in voice action between the home Wildcats and the Twisters of Oldenburg Academy. And Steve Geesting, you've got the big numbers. This has been a wild game.
Yes, it has. There's only been two ties in the game. We were tied at 12 in the first quarter. In that third quarter, after Franklin County went up 8, the Twisters answered with an 8-0 run to tie it at 28. Since then, Franklin County has kind of pulled away, outscored them 13-6 to get up to the 7-point lead and a chance to go up. If they can hit a three, they can go up double digits for the first time in the game today.
So, can the Twisters get back in this one? They don't seem out of it with a 7-point deficit, but still, the momentum's clearly on the side of the team in white versus the team in navy.
Yeah, and Oldenburg looks like, thought they were going to pick up full court, now they're going to fall back.
Interesting. So, the Wildcats are inbounding with Carson Allen getting it to Eli Butt. The senior brings it across midcourt. Back in the action. He was in foul trouble early.
Franklin kind of going like a five out here. Doesn't have a chance to drive.
And Butt takes it into the lane, throws it right past his post, Carter Dozier. And the sophomore can't get to it. It's out of bounds. It will be Oldenburg ball. David Cook checking out.
Isaiah Wagner checking back in with those four fouls.
And they get it to Wagner on the inbound. Jacob Stenger to bring it across midcourt. 5:35 remaining. 7-point deficit for these Wildcats. They need to score, and they look to the corner to do it. And Connor Miles cannot hit the three. Dozier with the rebound. Here come the Cats. And on the baseline all by himself for a moment is Kemp. He is blocked by Miles, and Miles can't believe he committed a foul there.
That'll be his fourth, and that he got an awful, awful lot of ball up top.
Man.
You're going to say he got him with the body, but it looked awful clean up top on the block. But unfortunately for Oldenburg, that'll be third foul of the quarter, and Miles picks up his fourth. So now two Twister starters with four, Jim.
Kemp went to the floor and appeared shaken up for a moment. The officials checking with him to make sure he's okay. He's at the foul line for a couple. Man, that was a tough play.
Yeah, it
all
was.
All the way around.
Kemp, 2 of 2 at the stripe here earlier in the quarter. He's got 15 in the ballgame.
He sank his first couple threes effortlessly. That's how that free throw goes down as well. Just toss it up there and it's in.
Franklin County's tied their largest lead of the game here at 8 once again.
Isaiah seems to be a pretty relaxed young man with his shooting style either way.
Yes, he does.
Gets away and that's good. Just casual. No sweat.
He now takes over the team lead for scoring today with 17, one more than Carson Allen's 16.
And it's a big 9-point lead, 43-34. Goldsmith having it at the foul line for Oldenburg, has it taken right out of his hands, and there is Kemp coming down for the layup. And is he going to charge? No, it's going to be a blocking foul. That on Adam Weber.
They're going to say it's on the floor, though, so no free throws coming up.
Wow. That one seemed like it could have gone either way.
And that's the fourth foul against the Twisters, so now 5:09 to play. Franklin County is going to be at the line for the rest of the ball game.
That could be a huge advantage. Let's see. Carter Dozier gets the inbound pass. Takes a baseline himself under Goldsmith. Up and in for two. Carter Dozier exhibiting the athleticism right there.
That was a nice move. He faked the pass to Bud as he went by him and turned on Goldsmith and got it all the way to the rim and powered through for the bucket.
Now an 11-point margin. This is huge. And over to the left wing goes Stenger with the ball. Twice he gets it inside to Goldsmith, who hits the floor. Eli Butt brings it back for Franklin County. 4:40 remaining.
Again, the Wildcats going to go with that five out here.
Twisters try to knock it away with Stenger on Butt, and they're going to say Jacob fouled him again. Two shots coming. It is number 13.
Stenger picks up his third, and that's the fifth. And Oldenburg's going to take a timeout, 60-second timeout. Their third of the game, left two left.
We'll pause for 60 as well on WRBI, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
Life moves fast. The technology services from Great Plains Communications move faster. Whether it's working, learning, or streaming from home, or powering your business with a robust fiber connection, our full suite of technology services helps you keep up with today's fast-paced environment. Our local team of call center representatives and technicians are dedicated to providing a superior customer experience, ensuring you have the support and services you need to succeed. Contact Great Plains Communications today at 877-839-9494 or gpcom.com.
Welcome to Allstate, where saving on your auto insurance is kind of like a joyride. You, your car, and an open road may be your best friend, too. The music is chill, and so is the traffic. Allstate, here better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Contact Batesville and Shelbyville Allstate agent Mary Huntington for a quote today. Allstate and affiliates offer products and services subject to availability, terms, and conditions.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Yes, it is. Jim Williams and Steve Giesting here with a big ball game at Franklin County High. The homestanding Wildcats with now an 11-point boys basketball lead over Oldenburg Academy. And I think time's running out on the Twisters, Steve, to get back in this one.
I would agree with that, Jim. Franklin County's outscored them 8-2 here in this fourth quarter. And Oldenburg's had several turnovers. Been a couple close questionable calls that have gone against the Twisters, and Frank McCann pushed this lead out to their largest lead of the game, and they're at the line shooting two with Eli Butt.
The lone senior, the leader of the Wildcats, clangs it off the back of the rim. I'm kind of surprised.
That's his first free throw attempt of the ballgame.
Oh, wow. Well, that's it. He hasn't been doing it all day. All right, here we go.
He's only scored three in the game today. He's going to miss both of them there.
He sure is, and the rebound comes down to Goldsmith of the Twisters.
And it's going to be Franklin County on the alternate possession.
Wow. They're going to say he traveled there. He was sliding around, had the ball between his knees, could not get his hands on it. So it is Wildcat ball under their own bucket. A big break there, and it goes to Kemp. He thinks about three, does not do it, goes one on three, inside for a layup. The young man has moves.
19 in the game, and that was a great move. He went up against Goldsmith, switched it from his right to his left hand in midair, and gets the layup.
It was one on three. Amazing. Connor Miles comes down for a two-pointer the other end, does not get it, and going up for the board is Quinn Gilman. Gilman, the bigger version of Butt, and over he goes to Carson Allen, who's also had a big game. Butt has it briefly back into the hands of Gilman, and now underneath, again, it's Kemp for two.
Kemp's got 10 in the quarter, 21 in the game. Nice dish by Gilman.
This is a 15-point lead, just under 4 minutes remaining. Time running out quickly on Oldenburg. They're going to have to score right here and start scoring a lot to make it happen. There is an NBA three. Good for Jacob Stenger right on cue.
His third three of the ball game, his first since the second quarter, and that was very much needed. That ends a 12-0 Franklin County run.
49-37, stealing it midcourt is Adam Weber for the Twisters. Did he commit a foul as he did so? No, he did not. They're going to say that was Quinn Gilman that he was battling with on the floor. This is going to be Twister ball.
It is. Gilman picks up his second, but only the team's first.
Only the team's first.
With 3:33, Franklin County can be super aggressive, not have to worry about putting Oldenburg at the line. And on the other side, Oldenburg's over the bonus. Franklin County shoots the rest of the way.
So Miles gets the inbound pass, goes to his left. Almost fumbles that ball away, gets it back. Now it's in the hands of Wagner. Over to Stenger for three. No, off the rim. It looked like it was on target, just over. And there is the rebound to Kemp. Isaiah Kemp with a huge, huge game for Franklin County today. Gets it to Gilman. Now it's Eli Butt driving in, one on two. Throws it past Dozier. Carter goes back to get it. He's on the baseline, one on two. And now it's up front in the hands of Gilman. Now the Wildcats want to run off some clock.
Yeah, they got time to move some possessions. They got the
Gilman comes down the lane
nice.
And gets a layup to go. Wow, the Twisters just stepped out of his way, and he made it easily. A 14-point margin now for the Cats, 51-37. Jumper from the corner does not go for Miles. And as the ball comes down, there's a foul under there somewhere. This is going to be on Butt.
And that'll be Butt's fourth.
Eli with four and a timeout as well for the Cats. 2:47 remaining, 14-point lead now looking fairly comfortable for Franklin County, but the Oldenburg Academy Twisters want it to not be comfortable, and so let's stay here for this one since we're so close to the end of the game, and we certainly thank all our terrific sponsors for bringing you the broadcast. Steve, is there anything Oldenburg can do at this point? That's a massive margin. With this little time on the clock.
It is. 14 points the difference, and you're looking at under 3 minutes, 2 minutes and 47 seconds. And the Twisters, they've been cold. Stenger hit that three earlier here in the quarter. He's got three threes. I'm not sure if Oldenburg's built to come back in a quick fashion in this manner. They're more of a patient offense on the other end. And you got to worry about foul troubles, too. You got Wagner and you got Miles, each playing with four fouls.
They've shot a couple threes in the game, but not the kind of pace that Franklin County has had. And we have more games coming up this week, of course, to start the new year on WRBI, and we'll let you know about those in a few. But right now it is a Twister possession under their bucket to our right with 2:47 remaining on the clock, 14-point deficit. Getting it in quickly and up for two, and Miles misses that, but Goldsmith gets the rebound. Launching a three is Oldenburg, and then Miles gets it back for the two. 51-39, 2.5 minutes left.
Good stick-to-itiveness there by Oldenburg. He got three cracks at the basket. Miles able to finally put that inside field goal attempt down. Now they're going to pick up full court.
Gilman brings it up. Goes over to the right side to Butt. Eli drives baseline, and almost taken away under there by Miles. No foul. But they're going to say Connor knocked it out of bounds, and so it'll remain Wildcat ball. Eli Butt on the baseline, 2:20 remaining, 51-39. Eli gets it in. He doesn't get it in.
And Coach Foster is going to call a timeout.
Timeout just before the 5 seconds expired. We'll take 30 briefly on WRBIRadio.com and the new WRBI app.
Ivy Tech, your hometown college, is proud to support our local student athletes. Ivy Tech offers over 70 in-demand programs like business, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more. Classes are offered in person and online at our Batesville and Lawrenceburg locations. Discover the option that's right for you during Tuesday at the Tech visit days. For more information, go to ivytech.edu/Tuesdays and come check out the Tech.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Jim Williams, Steve Easting at the Franklin County High in Brookville, and we've had a heck of a ball game this afternoon. Steve, the 12-point margin now on the part of Franklin County, but these Oldenburg Academy Twisters continue battling, and it's the first time I've had a chance to see them.
Yes, they do. They've, you know, you wouldn't know coming into this game that you're looking at a 3-7 and a 3-5 team.
And exactly.
Both teams fighting hard here to the end and forcing this long inbounds, but Franklin can't able to get in. Both teams with two timeouts left here for this final 2 minutes, Jim.
Isaiah Kemp with a huge game gets the ball passed up to the midcourt line, where it's another foul on Oldenburg. And this is going to be on Jacob Stenger.
And that becomes his fourth. So now three twisters with four fouls as Allen steps back to the line to shoot two, where he's 2-3 at the strike today.
Carson Allen, the sophomore, make that 3-4 as Grant Goldsmith checks back in for Oldenburg, their biggest man. And David Cook goes back to the sideline.
Allen now with 17 in the ballgame.
Nice game indeed. He and Isaiah Kemp have really made it happen for the Wildcats. Second one is no good. Rebounded by Miles. And long bounce pass underneath Goldsmith. They're going to give Goldsmith a charge. As the defender went down, it was Carson Allen.
And that's going to be Goldsmith pick up the foul. That's his third. No shots with it being a player control foul, but Oldenburg certainly well over the bonus here in this final fourth quarter.
13-point margin for the Wildcats of Franklin County with 2:10 remaining. So they're going to win this thing, but boy, they know they've been in a fight. And the Twisters of Oldenburg Academy, first chance to see them. Well, actually, it's my first chance to see both these boys' teams, and I'm really impressed with both. I want to see them play again. There's Isaiah Kemp, who's had a huge game, and goes over to the right side to Allen. Now with it briefly, it's Butt. They're just going to try to kill some time. They get it taken away. Good steal there by the Twisters, and that is Isaiah Wagner doing it all on his own. Steal into a layup, 52-41, but it's going to be too little too late. Minute 35 left. Butt brings it across midcourt. Goes to Dozier. Carter hasn't had as big a game as some might expect, but he sure has contributed, and there was an attempted steal and save by Connor Miles. We threw it right back out of bounds.
Yeah, nice hustle. He got the steal down low as Franklin County tried to go that baseline pass and unable to save it in bounds, so Franklin County inbound in front of their own bench.
Eli to throw it inbounds goes to Allen. Sophomore takes it in 1-on-3. Back to Butt on the left wing. Dozier on the baseline up for two. It's off the front of the rim. And Miles there for the rebound. Minute 18 left. Connor Miles goes down to the baseline for Oldenburg. Back up front. Butt picks it off and brings it right back with just over a minute remaining. And a foul on the sideline. Will that be all for Jacob Stenger?
That will be all for Mr. Stenger. He checks out with five. He'll finish with 9 points in the ballgame today.
He's had a tough ballgame, quietly producing those nine inside. And David Cook to check back in for him as Stenger fouls out.
Yeah, Stenger fouls out, as we mentioned, with 9 points, 3 three-point baskets in the game for Oldenburg.
52-41, our score with 1:08 remaining. Senior Eli Butt on the line. Franklin County really trying to rebound, literally. That one goes around the rim and down. They get 53-41. They graduated a lot of seniors each of the last two seasons. He's the only 12th grader on this squad, but got a nice team around him. And the second one's also good.
Yes, he does. But converts on both.
Just over a minute remaining, 1:03, and there is Cook at the baseline. High off the glass, no good. Goldsmith gets the rebound. I'm pretty sure he was fouled instead of it dishing one off himself. Yes, it went against Carter Dozier.
Goldsmith will shoot two as it was a shooting foul, but that's only the third team foul against Franklin County. Jim, you mentioned this is the first time you've seen the Wildcats. I had a chance to see them when they played South Ripley. Butt was missing that game.
Ah.
But certainly this is a much better supporting cast. Kemp and Allen really stepped up well today for the Wildcats as Goldsmith hits that first free throw.
No doubt about it. Really, really impressed with Kemp. And if given the right opportunity, I think Dozier could be productive as well. He gets a break here for the final minute of the game as Blake Stevenson checks back in. And the other number 33, Goldsmith, hits that second free throw to make it 54-43, 1:01 on the clock. And here come the Wildcats. Going to get the victory, the fourth of the season, on their home floor. Isaiah Kemp has that ball, and Goldsmith fouls him. I think that's all for Grant. Or it's close anyway. Oh, no, you can call it on zero, Connor Miles. That's going to be all for him.
So Miles will foul out with 11.
Miles seems to be one of the team leaders for Oldenburg. He came out, he's been battling all day.
Well, I mean, you mentioned, we talked about Butt being a lone senior for Oldenburg. Miles, one of only three seniors for, or Frank Kennedy, Miles, only three seniors for Oldenburg. He's the only one playing today, is Grody and Cornelius, the two seniors missing in action today.
Yep. So it's been relatively even that way, and good to point that out. He's had a tough day. Isaiah Kemp with a good day, and it continues good as he hits that one.
Jim, he's got 11 here in this fourth quarter and 22 in the ball game.
I'm just impressed by the fluid motion of Isaiah. I'm anxious to see him play again. And he doesn't act like a star at all. He's not demanding the ball or anything. He's just, oh, if I've got it, I'll throw it up. And he hits the second one. It's 56-43. 48 seconds remaining, and a shot attempt for Oldenburg is not good, but they're fouled.
Kemp will pick that one up. That's his third, team's fourth shooting foul, though. It's going to be two free throws coming up for Wagner.
Isaiah Wagner, the junior, at 6'3".
I was going to say something before Kemp shot that last free throw. He was 5 of 5 at the stripe, now 6 of 6, but I didn't want to put the broadcaster jinx on it.
Yeah, good job. He seems so cool, I don't know that we could chase him, though. He's like,
no.
Totally targeted, and the first shot goes off the rim for Isaiah. Kind of a show of the way the day has gone. The Twisters have been in it for most of the game, but this fourth quarter really got away. 47 and a half seconds left. They're down by 7. Second shot for Wagner is good. Draw him a little closer at 56-44. Bud has the ball in the back court. Gets it up front to Kemp. He's double-teamed on the sideline. Back up front to Eli. He gets up to the arc. Hands it away to Carson Allen, who's had a big game along with Kemp.
And you hear Coach Higdon here to our right saying, don't foul.
Yep, why bother? Because it's 25 seconds left. And good job getting the ball around by the Wildcats. They're going to salt this victory away. And I think they're going to say to themselves they really earned this one because Oldenburg gave them really all they could handle for most of the game.
Yes, they did.
This was a really competitive matchup. We're down under 10 seconds now. Carson Allen with it in his hands, and a nice hand from the crowd here at Franklin County High. In Brookville, our final is Franklin County 56, Oldenburg Academy 44. Pleasure to bring you this ball game. We'll be back to recap it in a moment. Jim Williams with Steve Giesting on 103.9 FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Hurt & Elko, your local Lennox Premier dealer. Hurt & Elko and their Premier Dealer status means you are certain to be working with a company who has the highest level of training, professionalism, and customer satisfaction. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system or finance with low monthly payments. Call Hurt & Elko today at 812-934-4646 or visit them online at hurt-elko.com to learn more. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy at Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
Southeastern Indiana REMC is now offering high-speed fiber internet to its members. Choose from our basic, plus, or premium residential packages with speeds from 100 megabits per second to 1 gig. Prices range from $64.95 to $109.95 per month, and there are no data caps. Get the connectivity speed you need at a price you can afford. Visit SEIREMC.com or call 1-800-737-4111 to check your address eligibility and to sign up for service today. Our friendly customer service representatives are standing by to take your call. SEI Fiber, connecting at the speed of light.
Affinity Graphics and Tees, your number one supplier of fine screen printed and embroidered apparel, is a proud supporter of high school athletics.
With Affinity Graphics and Tees, you can create and sell your own designs online anytime. Design cool custom apparel and t-shirts for your team, fundraiser, bachelor party, or even reunion. With hundreds of styles and colors to choose from, visit Affinity Graphics and Tees online design studio at shopaffinitygraphics.com.
Or call 812-363-4379.
This is the post-game show on 103.9 WRBI with a look at the final game stats and scores from area games.
Back at Franklin County High, where on this Saturday afternoon, the homestanding Wildcats have basically put it to the Oldenburg Academy Twisters. Not by a huge margin, 12 points, but it became decisive in the fourth quarter, and the Twisters were giving them all they could handle for about the first three and maybe a third quarters, and then that kind of became the Wildcats game. And, Steve, what a couple of performances we saw. Super smooth from the field were Isaiah Kemp and at least one other shooter, Carson Allen. For Franklin County. But give us the whole rundown. I was super impressed with a lot of players today on both sides.
Taking a look first at Franklin County this afternoon, as you mentioned, Isaiah Kemp, he leads all scorers with 23 points in the ballgame, 12 coming in that fourth quarter.
Wow.
Carson Allen off the bench today for 17. They got 7 from Carter Dozier, 5 from Eli Butt, and 4 for Isaiah Kemp. Again, for the Wildcats, it's Kemp leading the way with 23, Allen with 17, 7 for Dozier, 5 for Butt, and 4 for Gilman. For Oldenburg, they put 2 players in double figures today. Connor Miles and Grant Goldsmith each finished with 11 points. They got 9 points from Jacob Stenger, 6 points from Isaiah Wagner, 4 points for Adam Weber, and 3 points for David Cook. Again, for the Twisters, it's 11 for Goldsmith, 11 for Miles, 9 for Stenger, 6 for Wagner, 4 for Weber, and 3 for Cook. And Jim, just as we glance here at this fourth quarter, as Franklin County kind of pulled away in that fourth quarter, they went 9 of 12 with the stripe in that fourth quarter.
Wow.
And Franklin County, or Oldenburg, excuse me, only goes 3 of 4.
Well, you know, those free throw opportunities, when you get them and you make them, that's why it's a bonus. and why they're free.
Absolutely.
It really worked out for the Wildcats in this one. But, you know, I still think we saw a pretty decent game from the Twisters. If they have the right opponent, I can see where they could put it to some folks.
Absolutely. I mean, this game, Franklin County, as we mentioned, they never trailed. We were tied at 12. We were tied at 28. Franklin County responded to the 8-0 Twister run on a 6-0 run of their own to get the lead back up. And then in that fourth quarter, they came out with a 3-point. They only led by 3 at the, or they led by 5, excuse me, at the end of 3, 37-32. They come out and they go on a 12-2 run to open up the fourth quarter to kind of give them the spread as they come up with a 12-point win here today.
That's where the cushion came from. Yeah, it was close through most of those three quarters. I was really excited to see this one. You know, my first time with these two ball clubs, but really impressed with both. I think there are things that both of them have, even though they were both down with some injuries and illnesses and stuff. Man, if these teams come at each other at full strength, it could be a wild game.
Absolutely, it could. And you mentioned Franklin County 3-7 coming in, but they did win 2 of their last 3 in that Mitchell tournament. Now they've won 3 of their last 4. So the Wildcats, maybe they're finding something. You got Eli Butt, the senior, only scoring 7 today or 5 today, but you get Allen and Kemp stepping into those other roles, and they could be a dangerous team coming up sectional time here in a couple.
Watch
months.
Out for Isaiah, future defenses. when number 10 gets on a roll, he's on a roll, and no doubt about that for Franklin County. So, Steve, you've been around Indiana basketball for a long time. The no-class thing where everybody's in the state tournament at the end of the season is going to be new for me. But so it's nice that everybody has a chance, no doubt about it. But how do things go locally from this point of the season so far? You've seen a lot more of the ball clubs than I have this year, and I got to believe doing well at this point. If they continue to go like they did today, they could be really tough to stop, in fact.
Yes, they could. I know they've struggled in a few conference games. I know Lawrenceburg beat them at Lawrenceburg earlier this season. They lost a heartbreaker here in overtime to South Dearborn. They'll be part of that sectional. I think it takes place back at Greensburg again. And then again, it's an all-EIAC sectional with the exception of East Central. From what I've seen from the team so far, I think it's going to be a wide, wide open sectional. Greensburg coming back as the defending champions. Batesville will be in the mix up there with, you know, they got some really good players out there with Aaron Garrett. You know, a lot of veteran experience coming back. Greensburg always tough to beat on their home court. I think it's going to be a really exciting sectional out there this year. And Franklin County, like we saw today, when you had Allen, you have Kemp starting to hit those threes, they are going to be a dangerous out as well.
Well, and Batesville looked pretty strong the other night in their contest against
Pendleton Heights,
and it was the young man who really came on, Cade Kaiser, He was huge in that one with 19 points, and a bunch of people in the crowd told me, wow, this is, I haven't seen anything like that from Cade, and he really came on and helped pull that one out.
Yeah, and looking back at that score, you got 17, it looks like, the other night from Sam Johnson, 16 from Jack Grunkemeyer. I had a chance to see Batesville when they played at Lawrenceburg earlier this season.
I think
you were there
as
well.
That was my first one, yeah.
And Grunkemeyer had a really, really nice game that night. 6'2" senior, you know, coming off the football team, but he's got that big tight end football body. He definitely knows how to do work down low using
that. Still blows my mind. He's a baseball signee for Northwestern.
Yes.
Wildcats are going to love that.
Yes, they are.
Running the bases, get out of this guy's way.
Exactly.
He might clock you when he's catching a fly ball as well. We look for a lot of excitement at the postseason as it gets underway in, I guess just several weeks now. Now we're at the end of January.
Yeah.
At the end of December.
In December, the girls' sectional will be starting that first week of February.
Is that soon. Okay.
Yeah, Indiana's kind of moved things up. They moved
they don't
the
wait
last
till March,
couple years.
Like other states. Okay.
Yes. The girls moved up the start of their season to November, so the girls will actually complete their entire state tournament prior to the boys starting. So,
oh, wow. Okay.
So basically, the girls had a little stage to themselves. And
nice. I got to tell you, I like the girls' game. I love the boys' game, but there's something about girls and women's action that is super impressive. And we saw the huge blowout by the Hoosier women the other week, 106-59. It was the NBA. NBA, not the WNBA.
Yeah.
It was just incredible. In the high schools, a lot of the girls show tons of promise, and I know there are recruiters out looking at Indiana schools, not just for the boys, but for some of the girls as well.
Absolutely. And Greensburg, certainly, I think they're sitting like number two or three in the Cyberman ratings in Class 3A. Coach Jason Simpson, he took them to a state finals appearance a few years ago, and they're loaded for bear. And looking around, if you look at the IAC with girls, because that's what I'm a little bit more familiar with, lots of young talent in the IAC, lots of freshmen and sophomores. Again, I'm familiar with Lawrenceburg teaching at Lawrenceburg. They get a really good sophomore shooter pair, actually a pair of sophomore guards.
That was my very
first
Aubrey game.
Labazo and Brooklyn Craig.
Yes. It was Batesville at Lawrenceburg, and I was impressed with both teams.
Yes.
But Lawrenceburg really, really showed a lot in that one. I was super impressed, really.
Yeah. Of course, we got a big week coming up here on WRBI, don't we?
Boy, we do. Let me tell you. And let's tell you, we have girls, we have boys. It is the Ripley County Tournament. And this game was just kind of on our own with nothing else surrounding us today. This was the only game for our local teams. In fact, we had only one other actually happening, and we haven't had a score from it. It was the other boys game. No girls games today for our 11 schools. Milan at Eastern of Pekin is the other one, and we'll try
to
bring in that score Monday morning. What's that?
Is that the Booze? The Pekin Booze?
Oh, close.
Boom, nice. Boom.
Thank you. We love to do a little comedy on occasion. And so this is the last game of the year. I point out the last girls game of the year the other week a little prematurely, but it was for us as a broadcast. But coming up on Tuesday, on the 2nd, we get into the Ripley County Tournament. Of course, you heard all about it from all the coaches, boys and girls, with Terrence on Coach's Corner a couple weeks ago. And our first broadcast is going to be on Tuesday. It's going to be a doubleheader. How about this? It's going to be girls action, and Rob LaFerry and I will have Milan versus South Ripley at Jacksonville, so just up the street from me in Osgood. Fantastic. Love the short drive. And then that'll be followed by Batesville and Jacksonville. And Steve, what do you make of those couple of matchups? Jacksonville on their home floor in the nightcap on Tuesday, and Milan taking on South Ripley.
I think the second game is going to be the better of the two games. Coach Scott Smith, I feel the future Hall of Fame coach. Over 400 victories in his career.
400, really?
State championship game. He's been at Jacksonville like 23 years.
He didn't mention that. Okay.
Yeah,
always
a tough game when you meet up with Batesville. Batesville, all that size they have inside with Allison Peters and Heskamp.
I like Allie Peters a ton, and the Heskamps are really coming on.
Yeah, so I think that's going to be a really good game. And Milan, South Ripley, South Ripley a little bit down this year.
Okay.
A little bit thin in the lineup. They don't go very deep, but they're two county rivals. And this is the 100th annual sorry. Whenever they had a Ripley County tournament this year, so you know everybody wants to win that.
And so that's the action on Tuesday. Then look at this. On Wednesday, we'll have the boys, and it'll be Milan and South Ripley at Batesville. And then it'll be Jacksonville at Batesville. And that could be a couple of boys' fire-starting games, I guess.
You could. For South Ripley, you've got Cole Henry, 6'5 junior, really, really good player. You also got Blaine Ward as a guard for South Ripley. The Raiders, very, very balanced, very, very deep. Milan had a chance to watch them against Lawrenceburg a couple weeks ago. We had that game here on Country 103.9 WRBI. That was their first game of the year. They got the Reilly brothers that are really, really strong, really, really fast.
Yes, those kids, and you say Reilly enough, and you really believe in the Reillys.
Exactly, exactly. And then that second game, a rematch between Jacksonville and Batesville. I know Batesville took care of them right around Thanksgiving the first time. I think it was a 20-point victory for the Bulldogs that night. But Clint Bowman out of Jacksonville, he's done a great job. I think he's in his third or fourth season. He's gone to got a couple sectionals under his belt. Went to a semi-state last year, and he's going to have those kids ready to go that night.
It's my first chance to be in the school, so that'll be cool. So we'll have those games for you on Tuesday and Wednesday on WRBI, and then we have more from the Ripley tournament consolation and title games going Friday and Saturday as well. Again, both girls and boys, and we're glad to be able to bring it all to you. And what a paradise it is to be in this area and all these ball games, Steve. It's fantastic. I love it.
Absolutely. And we mentioned the 100th Ripley County tournament. We'll have all eight of those games here on Country 103.9. The other big tournament taking place next week kind of takes place in my backyard. I was at South Dearborn for 17 years on the PA.
Tell us about that.
The Rivertown Classic. It is the old sectional, if you will, Switzerland County Rising Sun, South Dearborn, Lawrenceburg.
Okay.
That'll get underway Wednesday night at South Dearborn. It'll be South Dearborn taking on Switzerland County in Game 1, Rising Sun, Lawrenceburg in Game 2. That's always a great tournament as well. And so lots of great basketball action coming up here in Southeast Indiana next week.
It's fabulous, and I can't thank you enough for being here today and filling us in on all this action. Again, what a contest it was, and got away from Oldenburg in the fourth quarter, but it was tight all the way before that. And again, Franklin County wins it on their home floor in boys play, 56-44, their fourth win of the season, and that could propel the Wildcats onto some more success. They really, really look sharp in this one, and the effortless shooting of Isaiah Camp, I'm just blown away by it.
Yeah, very smooth young man, 6 of 6 at the line today, had those 4 3-point baskets, and Carson Allen also came in with that big spark, coming up with 17 points, and he had 10 in the first half, so kind of the new dynamic duo here in Brookville.
There you go. Well, Steve, thanks so much for the help today. We're glad to have you. Of course, we'll hear much more from you throughout the rest of the season. And what a matchup this was. And Happy New Year to you and to everybody.
Absolutely.
I think we should have a great one. And then we're back for action right there on the 2nd on Tuesday. So we urge everyone to be with us. And, come to the ball games. And that's the beauty of smartphones, is that they work better than and sound much better than the old transistor radios.
Yes.
So bring it along and listen to the broadcast. Follow along with us as we bring it to you, whichever schools you're at or pulling for. And, again, our final today here, 56-44. Steve, thanks a million.
You're welcome, Jim.
Glad to be here.
Good to work with you.
And also great for us to work with the brilliant Katie Kinker back at the studio.
The real star of the show.
Absolutely. If you guys knew a tenth of what this woman does, you would be knocked out as we are. So thanks again to Steve and to Katie for making it all happen today. We will have, again, more action for you on Tuesday. So stay with us, and we'll keep telling you about it as well. Our final score for the Franklin County and Oldenburg Academy boys today was Franklin County winning at 56-44. For Steve Easting and Katie Kinker, I'm Jim Williams. So long for now from 103.9 FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.